Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, and we've got the Comrades coach, Lindsay Perry, with us once again. Lindsay, it's the day after the Comrades Marathon online seminar we did at the beginning of May 2016. And as we record this, what an amazing session last night. The next one's coming up on the 17th of May. If you haven't registered yet, get to coachperry.com/comrades-marathon-webinar. You can register there. But Lindsay, an amazing session last night, a huge turnout, and I think everyone got lots out of it.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was certainly one of the ones we've done ever since we started these things. Lots of enthusiasm from the runners, great interaction, really good questions. So the hour literally just flew by.
Yeah, without a doubt. 17th of May is when the next one's happening. Lindsay, I wanted to ask a question, and it's a combination of three questions that we got asked lots last night that I want to share with people if they weren't on that webinar. And it's got to do with doing speed training, hill training, and strength training in the final month before Comrades. You're obviously a huge sort of fan of hill training. You're also huge on strength training. People were asking, what do we need to do now in the last run into Comrades? Do we continue our strength training? Do we continue the speed? Do we continue the hills? What's the best way to do it as we get closer to race day?
Yeah, so I think the key word there that you use is continue. So if you have been doing it all along, and in particular if you're someone that is always how you've trained, so then yes, I would continue with that speed work, hill work, strength work, right up until about 7 to 10 days before Comrades would be the last time that I would do those sessions. In terms of the strength work in particular, if strength was something you added because you've been a regular listener, or you know, you've gotten advice that for the down run, the strength work is quite important, then I would look at 10 days before. I'd cut that strength training out. But yeah, during the taper, it's important that we don't like completely stop doing everything. Our body does get accustomed to training in a certain way and receiving a certain stimulus. So even though we want to reduce that over the coming weeks, we still need to provide some of that. You know, so hills, speed, strength, if you've been doing them, keep doing them and cut them out 7 to 10 days before.
Yep, now's not the time to start cramming if you haven't done them. It's not going to help you now. So, Lindsay, thank you very much for that. We're back again in just a couple of days' time with the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until Friday, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.